is time now for Kids Q, our kids question of the week here on 97.9 The Hill. It is designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. And as always, a great way to start a conversation, not just with the child in your life, but also your friends and family. Joining me in the studio for Kids Q this week, the dynamic duo themselves of Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson. Guys, thanks so much for popping in and hopping on Kids Q again. How are y'all?
I'm great. I'm excited to be back with the kid in my life, Aaron A.J. Johnson.
A.J., how are you?
I'm the kid in everyone's life.
That is
young
correct.
At heart.
All right, here is today's kids question of the week. What is your dream concert? What is your dream concert?
AC/DC.
Yeah, I also had that DVD, so I sort of understand why you immediately went there. I don't know. I've already been to a bunch of my dream concerts. You know what I'm saying? I guess my dream concert would be, and I'm fully prepared to get flamed for this, a Steely Dan concert that was actually good. It was not a strong live showing from Steely Dan, but I'm understanding. I'm understanding of the predicament.
What year was that show again that you went and saw that?
It was
not very good.
Just a couple years ago. I mean,
well, it's kind of important because one of the two main guys died in 2017. So my question is, did you see it before or after he died?
I don't know. I wish that I could remember what year it was, but I'm struggling enough with the fact that it's 2021.
It could be. The reason they were not very good live is that one of the driving forces was no longer there.
Or, hear me out, it could be because they're no longer the band they once were due to the ravages of time. That is also entirely...
Stones are older, still just as good live.
That's true. I went and saw Kansas, and even though they sat down the whole time, it was still really good. I had a great time at that Kansas show.
You expect them to stand for 2 hours?
I don't expect me to stand for 2 hours at this point, frankly.
So I interpret this question kind of the way that you did and you did too, AJ. Like, I think my answer to this at the moment would be Chicago, because there'd be a lot going on in that concert. But I'm also thinking of, like, seeing a band kind of at the peak of their powers.
But I
also think this could be turned into, like, what is your dream concert if you could put together a billing of certain bands together, which also Ooh. Is an interesting way Ooh. Of doing it. Like, how would you structure, like, a concert festival or a concert series?
I'm going to draw on personal experience here. There's a festival that I like going to called Okeechobee that's relatively new, and one of their features is the powwow, where artists that are at the festival essentially have license to come hang out on a stage and, like, jam together. And that's the only environment where you're going to see, like, the dude from The Killers singing a Fleetwood Mac song with his backing band being like Snoop's DJ and a couple other people. Like, you get this, like, weird mishmash of people put together. And on this tip, on this vibe, my hypothetical concert that I want is I want the jazz band Snarky Puppy on one side of the stage, and I want the DJ A-Track on the other side of the stage, and I want whatever happens to happen between those two people. I just want it to go.
So playing at the same time, even.
Yeah, and, like, playing off of each other, you know? Having the groove set up, having it mixed live, because I like A-Track so much because he's one of the only people that's still actual, like, spinning actual records, actual vinyl and things. I feel like that he would have a good time, too, because he does a lot of jazz-minded things. I don't know. It'd be super cool. That's my super group ideal concert.
I had a feeling you were going to say Snarky Puppy, because kind of along the same lines for me in Chicago, having seen them, it is one of just the most, like, engaging concerts, because there's so much going on stage with their music, which is really fun to see. AJ, would you pair AC/DC with anybody else? If you could create a dream concert billing, what bands would you try and put together?
AC/DC, Rolling Stones, CCR.
That's a lineup.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
See,
that's a lineup.
Before
all
Ozzy
right.
got clean. Before Ozzy got clean.
Oh, wow.
I think what I'm looking for is AC/DC and Black Sabbath on the same stage, just yelling, Angus smashing things, all sorts of crazy shenanigans
Actually,
taking place.
Actually, what I want to see is AC/DC and the Bee Gees on the stage at the same time.
There you go. Now we're cooking with gas.
Doing Back in Black and...
To the tempo of Staying Alive.
No, doing Staying Alive to the tempo of Back in Black.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Flips.
Yeah.
I think I would kind of, I would be kind of a mix of both of you guys. Have artists that could overlap a little bit, but try and curate it in a series. Like, I would probably do just combining some of my favorite artists together. Probably have Maggie Rogers, like, as an opener, and then you'd have, like, a group kind of in the middle, like a Brockhampton or something like that. And then you'd have somebody like Phoebe Bridgers come on, where Maggie Rogers could then come back out on stage and you'd be getting that collaborative live performance that you wouldn't be able to hear most other places. Knowing me, probably we need to close with Taylor Swift or even close with Brockhampton if those guys are big enough nationally to do so. But yeah, I think it would be one of those where it's like there's a little bit of overlap, but not always necessarily playing mm-hmm. with each other. So the greatest hits could be done. But I agree with you, Victor. The fun is finding where you can get those like real, genuine and natural moments that you wouldn't be able to see just on like a concert film, or just, you know, be able to kind of get the same experience when listening
exactly.
to them.
Exactly. Improvisation, man. I love it.
So this is a very timely question, as we've got our own summer music series coming up next week. It is 97.9 The Hill's Live and Local Live. It's going to be a great show out there right outside of our studio on the Radio City Music Patio, formerly known as the City Kitchen Patio. And the first performers are going to be Blue Cactus. We're really excited to have them by. That's on Thursday, June 17th. Be sure to get your tickets now, because they are beginning to run out of space. They are donation-minded tickets. So head to chapelboro.com/liveandlocallive to check those out. And of course, please ask kids this same question. What is your dream concert? And whether you're driving around or at home sharing a snack, see where the conversation goes. We would love to see those answers if you get some good ones. Be sure to share them with us on social media by using the hashtag KidsQ and tagging us at WCHL Chapelboro. Victor Lewis, Aaron AJ Johnson, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.